Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who are complete and utter garbage. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And welcome to Cutscene, you giant trash heap of people.
So trash.
No, the stream is trash. I am trash. Like, this is the problem with trying to do these when you're tired. I'm like really just not thinking through things as I go.
So very in line with our character and our anime that we're watching right now.
Yes, complete and utter garbage.
I mean, it's not Knights and Magic, but
No, I meant the character. He's garbage. Yes. Okay, but welcome in, everybody. Yeah, he's a garbage person. He's Glenn Howell or Glenn Howard. Always plays a garbage person. All right, so welcome in, everybody. We are watching Gashakuta, G-A-C-H-I-A-K-U-T-A. If you didn't know that, why are you here?
Then why didn't we look up the pronunciation?
Why would I look it up?
Just going to wing it.
Just going to wing it. Yeah. Fuck it, do it live, man.
Yeah.
Do it live.
Throw it live. And it's not like it would give us anything specific. I don't know. Hang on. Let me see if I can do the pronunciation. There
we go. Professional anime podcast. We are totally legitimate. We are doing the Lord's
anime work. I don't think Google's going to tell me.
No, you probably have to like Google search pronunciation.
Oh, Gashakuta.
There you go. That sounds a little bit better.
There we go. Leave it to a Reddit like sub thread to give you the proper pronunciation. And it's also the Reddit for Gashakuta.
That makes sense then, because most people that come in there are going to be like, how the fuck do I even say this anime? Like,
that's the whole reason for them going to the subreddit.
100%. Like, they're probably like, I need to complain about this anime. I know what I'll do to Reddit. And it's like, wait, I should inform myself on how to actually say it first, even though it's a text-based medium. But whatever. You got to keep your fedora and be like, I'm right.
Well, yeah, so that you can talk about it with people and then correct them when they're wrong. That's the whole point of learning how to do it.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point of Reddit. You know, you go in there and tell other people that they're wrong. There's no other point.
And then people, the nice thing is people go in looking for like correct answers. So they'd be like, this is what I have. And then the people say, you're wrong. And then they give them the correct answer. And you're like, thank you. You were trying to be an asshole, but
that's what I wanted.
You did exactly what I wanted.
My favorite story, and I'm sure this is like old now, but it's just like where the dude was like, I need some questions on an obscure thing from GitHub. And nobody would answer my questions. So I changed my username to be something more effeminate sounding. And people were all over me to answer my question and offer all kinds of support. And I was just like, yeah.
Yep. Sad. That sounds about right.
That sounds right.
Welcome to the internet, dude. How did you not know this?
Exactly. No one on the internet is a female. Like, there's no one. It's all dudes playing females. They don't exist. Birds aren't real, just like women. They're not real. Wait. Joking. If I have to say it in this day and age anymore.
Oh, man. But it is a good joke. I mean, that's the same thing as like there is an actual anime called There's Not a Girl Online or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. Didn't we watch that one?
No.
Or did we just watch it?
No, we didn't watch it because you two watched it before we had to put it on.
That's why we knew.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't necessarily you two. It was Chris, as usual. And then you were like, well, if Chris already watched it all, I guess I'll just watch it.
Because I'm curious too. Are there any actual females online? The answer is no.
No.
Yeah. Gotta have your little battle station.
Oh
my gosh! All right. So what are we watching? We're watching this Gashakuta,
Gashakuta.
Thank you.
All right. In a floating city where the rich discard their waste and people, Ruto is framed for murder and thrown into the pit, where a hellscape of mutated trash beasts dwell. To survive, he must wield a new power and join the cleaners. Ruto doesn't just aim to battle monsters, but the corrupt who cast him into hell. So, as Jason kind of aptly put it a little bit earlier when we were talking about this, is Clover with different magic.
Dude, when we first looked at this, I was expecting more of a Valorant saga or, you know, something like a little bit more serious, but in a sci-fi fantasy post-apocalyptic. I was like, that's going to be kind of fun. But yeah, it's like right now it just feels like yelling the anime with trash. And I don't think this anime really even knows where its identity is yet. I mean, from anywhere from like super serious like murder scenes all the way to poop jokes and a Benny Hill scene that went on way too long.
Oh, it's
just
yeah.
like, why are we Scooby doing this right now? Like, that makes just no sense. I don't know. There's been so many things. I'm just like, okay, maybe this is a turnaround. Maybe this is the time where it's just like, how I think all the silly out. And I'm all for, you know, animes doing a good job of mixing it in, but just feels so like hard sandwiched in. And then they pick random things to like focus on for whatever reason. Like the last couple of episodes. Oh, because we're only watching right now episodes 1 through 12.
Yeah.
The first half. So the last couple of episodes we watched, like 10, 11, 12, when you're going against the sneaker lady, can't remember her name, but they were just like oddly fixated on like the weird angles anime aspect of it all, just being like, what, like, it, like, okay, I get it, you gotta have your butt shot, you gotta have your crotch shot, the anime does weird angles, we've been there, like, no point in addressing it. But it was like, the rest of this anime hasn't really been like that, and just these last two episodes were just like, guess what, we're gonna put more in, and then we're gonna put more in.
I honestly thought that it wasn't going to be that anime because the main female character in this doesn't have giant breasts and she's pretty well covered up. Like, it's not anything
like a super skeleton.
Crazy. But, she's super skinny.
I mean, but so does he. So does Rudio or whatever his dang name is.
Rudo.
But it's just like, they're like paper thin, giant hands, and that's the art style. Totally get it. Like,
well, he doesn't DK have mode. Giant hands. It's just his gloves are giant.
Yeah. I mean, but like Umbrella Guy has got giant hands. Like, there's like, everyone's got the DK mode on in this game or in this game. And that's fine. That's art style. I actually do enjoy the art style sometimes. They've made some interesting decisions, especially when like when he was grabbing the talisman for the first time and it went all black and white. That was really cool. I was like, now we're going to see some real cool shit. And then we had a battle that lasted for like three episodes. That was just like, it also didn't need to be this long. And 80% of it was just like, I can't attack. It's just like, God.
I can't attack you, but you can't hit me.
You can attack. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a good anime here, just like Black Clover. There is something there. But it's just like, there's so much that I feel like they're just trying to juggle and get all in rather than just focus on the unique story that they do have. And I don't know. It's kind of bugging me.
Well, it's real weird because they will throw in some serious points and then immediately there's like laughter and hilarity. Like when the artist died and it's like, there's mourning, the girl's crying and whatnot. And then all of a sudden she's like, these vibes suck.
Time to do spray paint, fireworks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone fucking art orgy. Let's go.
I did like though that, her brush turned into a tattoo gun, and her first thing that she was gonna do was to tattoo in a spell on his back.
I mean, would that make the spell permanent? That'd be
I don't know. Like, yeah, that's bro. That was I was wondering. Do it. Yeah, if it's like a permanent like spell that's like he just, you know, will automatically heal from anything. Hell yeah. Or if the spell just goes away afterwards, I'm like, you got a tattoo and they can't wash it off, so nobody can like wash off anything for it, and it's just gonna kick in, work, and then disappear.
I mean, if it's like a no dying once per day, that's still worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Especially in this line of work, I feel like that'd be a good thing to have, you know, kind of handy all the time.
Because then you could just go do crazy shit.
Right? Watch me jump off this building. Psych!
You get the thrill of the free fall and the thrill of the splat. And then all of a sudden, you just like,
Beep, beep, beep. Let me get back
up. Absorbs back into you, and you're like, oh, that sucked.
Oh, yeah, that really hit that spot on my back. Oh, yeah.
I think I need to go to the chiropractor now.
Then someone comes up to you and goes, you're immortal, that's awesome. Shoots you in the head, and then you're actually dead. And
you're like, God damn it.
It only works once a day.
It would do really good for that who farted joke, where you run in somewhere and be like, who fucking farted? Blam.
Whoa. Just how bad was that fart?
Oh, my God. So the first part, like when he's up on the island, the floating island or whatever the hell, the fact that like that chick turned on him so fast, I was just like, what the fuck? And then I liked that they hit back on it where like in the last few episodes where he's like thinking about that for the whole brainwashing thing that the girl does. And he's like, you turned on me like nothing, but I don't know why. I still want to protect you and I still love you, like that type of thing. And it's just like, man, masochist.
Well, the trauma that this dude's been through, and like, you know, I really have no idea what the time frame is, but you know, like, and we don't know how old he really is either, do we? So it's just like, he could
he's still a kid,
15 less, like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. She was all excited about a stuffed animal, so she could be 13 less. And so it's just kind of like, yeah, that makes sense that a kid would be like, I don't want to play with you anymore. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you just make a Toy Story reference?
I did. Speaking of children.
Yeah, and I mean,
good old rich kids.
It's got good character development, but it's super like shallow in the episodes.
They have this beautiful world that they have built, and they've built it in such like a haphazard way that's just like, it's so great. If you just spent like 2 seconds being like, here's what we're actually getting to, and here's how this world works. Because I was in episode 3, I was like, this is actually pretty cool. Because I was like, okay, you got the rich people in the slums, this is where it's all going to take out. And you're like, nope, we're throwing them off this fucking cliff and down to actual Earth, which is now covered in trash and giant monsters. It's like, holy fuck, I didn't see that coming. This is going to be great, like world building. And then they're just like, nah. We're going to focus on him just being angry and everyone has to yell. Like, there's no other way to do anything than yelling.
Well, and especially, like, they hit on it.
So you got to power up.
The most recent episode, I think it was the last episode, where they hit on it to where he's got some evil or something inside him that's just going to snap. So that's going to be the on-running thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like in Naruto when the Nine Tails, like, energy would peak out and he would go berserk and stuff.
Or Black Clover, again, like, all the, they have, and this just goes back to, I don't think they understand themselves what kind of anime they're trying to do, because they have, obviously, they're pushing shonen really hard, but they have great world building. They have a lot more stuff that they've done in a short amount of time, where shonen usually takes a lot longer to get to anything like that, because it's all focused on the fighting. Yeah. And while the fighting is cool in this, it's definitely not focused on the fighting for the anime. There's not been a lot of fight scenes that are like, actual, let's watch some action fight scenes. There's like four?
So there's the first fight sequence between him and the teacher one.
Yeah.
When he, like, towards the beginning. There's the dreadlock dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's the girl, and then there's just random fight sequences. Like, they had the whole giant herd thing.
Yeah, that's the other one I was thinking about. Yeah, with the scissor girl. Really cool. Yeah, that was a cool one.
They had more fight sequences when they got to the sandy area. So that's like five. I mean, that's pretty good. I did like the novelty of their individual weapons.
Yes.
And it's like what they change their things into and everything. I think that's really cool. The one that was just kind of lame is the giant dude's water hose.
Water gun?
He's just got a hose with a spigot on it.
I mean, the whole premise, and it said it like in the little text, flavor text at the very beginning, just like, hey, you know, spirit inhabits something that you love. And then that's what it kind of takes on. So obviously he has a connection with him and his dead wife, I'm assuming, that was just like, I just loved hosing her down. And it's just like, magic. And so
I did like what they added to that, though, of like, oh, it is like super OP because he can just sit there and hold it onto you and then make your body suck in all that water until you explode. Because when you're first watching, it's like, okay, it shoots off powerful jet streams and whatnot. Big whoop. Then it had that one giant focused one where it blew the entire wall off of the top story of that building. But when they explained that, and it's just like this like balloon man, like a translucent Michelin man, and then pop. And you're like, wow, that's a horrible way to go.
That would be a horrible way to go. Mm-hmm.
The umbrella's cool. The staff, he doesn't use it to his full potential, like, at all.
I mean, I think they're doing a pretty good job of being more or less vague of what the powers actually are, because they haven't really explained much. They've shown a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. The only one that they ever really explained was the stick guy. We're just like, I can do radar or whatever, find out which one you're in. And it's just like, but obviously you can do more than that. There was a battle where he had, like, spikes going through a tool,
That's what I mean, is like, so he had that fight with with the dreadlock dude, where he came back and he was still all fucking hopped up on whatever like drug it was that he infected him with, and he had that thing around the guy's neck.
Yeah,
and he could have gone in for the killing blow at any moment and didn't. And then, of course, then he does it later for inconsequential animal.
Then again, it goes back to my original gripe where I don't think that they know. Like, it feels very late movie Star Wars, where there's a different director every single movie. None of them had any cohesion of an actual storyline. And then the last guy was just like, the Emperor's back! And it's just like, what? So, I mean, that's kind of what it feels like with this. It's just like they have maybe different people coming in and deciding, hey, he's got a blade ability on there. Just like, I mean, he's got blades on it, so I guess why not? But they're not thinking about like how that goes anywhere within the story.
And what I wonder is, when are they going to add resource management into a story about trash wizards?
and like his power is... like I get the idea. It seems like a cool idea. But aside from the talisman one, which was badass, I was like, whoa, this is really cool. I get what it is. Then everything else that he did after that was just like, and now it looks like it's a blade in some way, shape, or form. And now it's black and red because it means cool. And, you know, now I'm playing on a keyboard. And I was just like, that was awesome. What the fuck? Like, well, I want to see more of that.
Well, and we didn't get to see the other items like get to use because he pulled out the keyboard and that was one of the things. And I feel though, like the more he resonates with it and the more that he thinks it had like, or people had their strong emotions for it, the stronger it's going to be.
I get that.
And that's why the talisman, like this tiny ass little thing that had a picture of a hand on it, turned into that big ass thing that could control, move the enemy, stop the enemy, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, here's hoping. Yeah, the only thing that I have going with me is, again, I love the animation. I think that it's a different style and, you know, it has some interesting decisions what they've done with like stylizing some scenes more than others. Love the world. I really hope that they build more on it. But I mean, their pacing just feels off to me. Like I said, the dread fight, that shouldn't have been three episodes or whatever it ended up being. And same thing with this last fight with Ohm. What was her name? Han?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Scantily clad boot girl.
Boot girl, yeah. That shouldn't have been so long either. I enjoyed the direction that they went with it in seeing the pain, like him coming out of hypnosis and being so pissed off. He just like cold cocked her and then went to town,
shit out of her,
and then like pulling Ralphie from Christmas Story on this one.
Oh yeah,
like, you motherfucker, goddamn, you know. And so like that was awesome, and I was just like, great, you know. And they even like comes, she's like, and she's a girl, and she's like, motherfucker, she just about murdered us all. Like, just this is, we're not even talking about gender anymore. Like,
who gives a shit about her being a girl?
Exactly.
It's just like, yeah.
She needs to be like feeling some pain.
She beat the shit out of all of us.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, like both physically. Yeah, both psychologically and physically. Like it was just like kind of messed up. Now, obviously, that brought to light what we think is going to be his Super Saiyan moment of like, oh, all this rage, spy on my rage, and being a rat in a cage type thing. But it'll just come to be. And I'm having a hard time of having faith that they are going to get to that point in 12 episodes more. That being said,
it's definitely gonna be like multiple seasons. Yeah,
so do we know for a fact that it's gonna be like, what's the manga at? Are we at like, you know, 100 volumes or something like ridiculous, so it's just like, oh, we got time? Or is it like it's done, it's been done for 5 years and we're busting out two seasons with this thing?
Let's see here. It looks like it's pretty long. There's multiple volumes to it.
Okay so that makes me...
Oh, here we go. Now I can go. I found the Wikipedia for it. It's a lot of shit. 155 issues.
There's something way more to this than what we've seen in 12 episodes. So that makes me very hopeful. It still makes me think Black Clover, but it makes me at least a little bit more hopeful. And I hope it's not just the art direction, because I've looked at some of the manga and the manga looks dope. Like I was just like, this is some good art in the manga.
Yeah. And the art's really great in the anime too.
Yeah. So I'm saying like, hopefully it's not just that the art propelled it for 150 issues, that it was just like, hey, the art's great, but there's also a really good story here that gets deep.
Yeah, I'm trying to see exactly like if it's still going, because that's the big question. It's like, is the manga still going? Yeah, it is, because volume 16 came out September 17th this year.
Okay.
So it's still going. So it's definitely going to be multi-season as long as, you know, the ratings hold up, but it seems like it is. There's been a lot of buzz that I started hearing after we like announced that this was going to be the one. I started hearing a lot more buzz around it. And rightfully so, to a point. Like it's really great art, like you said. It feels like there's going to be really good character development eventually as they move on. And the world is awesome. It's a completely brand new concept. Well, not brand new. It's very Spira-esque, or not Spira. I can't remember the name of the world in Final Fantasy 13. But it's very much like that, where everybody's in the sphere, and then you get expelled outside of the sphere, and then you go down to the real world.
I totally get your connection. What you're making with that, 100%. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Because if you think about it, being now that it's like 150, and actually, time out. Let me just point out a little bit, something real fast here. Like, I'm sure some people maybe already typing us an angry email being like, how the fuck do you not know anything about what you're watching? It's just like, I enjoy going in blind.
Yeah, we try not to.
I we all love to just go in there and be like, we want to formulate our own opinion about this thing, watching it completely blind, not knowing anything, based on the information and the content that they're giving us. So I really like that. And I think that that's a good point that I just wanted to make. So I feel like that they're moving at a pretty breakneck speed to get into the point where they're going to be able to go up and down, especially if this girl is the connection to finding that person, because then that means that's not the end. That means that that's just like a, hey, now we have this connection. Now let's take down this horrible dichotomy world. Like foster dad said, being like, make this world worth living. So, okay, maybe there's a lot more to this, and we got to get through the training levels, which we're probably in right now.
True. So, I mean, and we do know that, like, very quickly they're going to fight the dreadlock guy again. We still haven't seen anything of substance of the boss for the Raiders, except for the fact that he has gloves like him. He's also got something on his back that's like that as well.
Obviously, the easy connection is that that's his dad, and it's just like, that's who you're now fighting against type thing, to have that whole connection in some way. Luke, I am your father. I mean, why not? It worked once. But yeah, I mean, there's so many open things still, like the beast that they found that was from a special object. It was just like, this should not happen. This is bad. Let's never talk about it again. And it's just like, so I mean, there's definitely more questions, which is good, especially if it's this much content still coming to us. So I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm feeling slightly more hopeful than I was a half hour ago or whatever when we first started.
Yeah, because full disclosure, like, we try not to talk too much about these, but once this one's like an extra long anime, it's like, it's more than a single 12 episode watch for us. We have to talk about it just so that we have like a backup plan in case. And the whole thing was like, well, we're going to talk about it. We'll decide what's going to happen, but we need to have a backup plan in case we decide that this is utter shit. So, you know, that's just kind of how it is, how it's going with these, since we are going in, unfortunately, a little bit too blind, probably.
No such thing.
And not Googling episode count.
Because we all thought that this was only a 12 episode anime. Like, legit, we're just like, we'll do a short one after doing Hero X. That'll be good.
Yeah, season's over.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all. But yeah, so I don't know. It's one of those things that we'll decide in time in the next 15 minutes or so. But yeah, okay. So animation's really good. I hope that the character development gets deeper. Like, especially, like, I want to know what the chick saw.
Yeah.
Because she was fucked up.
Yeah, she was angry too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was angry, but she was also just like super fucked up from everything that happened. So she's got some crazy ass trauma. And they talked about it earlier of like, everybody that did that went through and relived their trauma, and they had to sit in it for a while. And it just opens up those big ass wounds again. Or, you know, the loss that you had, like the big guy, he lost his girlfriend or wife or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And now he's he's just, you know, out there and doing everything, but then he was also distraught with it. So there's a lot of good stuff that could go with that. I do have a feeling that the witch is going to be in it for a while.
She's definitely joining the crew. Yeah.
And that's probably going to get annoying
with her.
Hopefully they make her put more clothes on.
I mean, it's like scantily clad women isn't a problem. It's just that when it's just like, oh no, I fell over. It's just like, and like zooms in hardcore. It's just like, come on. Like, cool. Like, I get it that there's some fun that can have with all that stuff like that. But it's just like, someone had to draw that. Someone had to like take the time and be like, no, yeah, get right up in there. Just like, and it was just like, no, that's when it becomes not funny to me anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and even like if you watch Fire Force, it's like they got that one character, I think it was Maki, that's got the bikini top on all the time.
She's wearing
big ass fucking like pants, so that it's, you don't see like, you know, the ass and everything like that for it. And it kind of fits in with her motif of what she's going for without it being super gratuitous. Right. And you can do that.
And they use it only as like comedic effect. And then like that makes it kind of fun. Mm-hmm. She's not bloody and beaten and then like just being like crotch shot. And it's just like that's nah.
Yeah, it's true to the manga though.
Yeah, sure. All right, that's what you're into, Gunnar.
Right, creepy old man.
Fun. Yeah, exactly.
It was doing so great until that. Like, it was doing so awesome.
Yeah, they didn't do it like at all. And that's like I said, like they just take like these hyper fixations that are like, and now we're gonna like talk about like birds in these next three episodes. It's just gonna be bird centric. And it's just like, why? Like, why?
I did like the spell that the one guy put on. To be honest, that freaking marker is probably the most broken thing.
It's super OP.
Because it can change into other things if they want it to. It can do whatever the person decides. He just decides nobody with ill will can enter here. And they just hit an invisible brick wall whenever they try and go in.
Yeah, and it can be passed down.
Yeah, and it gets passed down.
And that brings up another thing. Like, it's just like, and nobody knew this stuff? Like, it's like, well, it's all depicted by art and stuff like that and whatever. And it's just like, yeah, but the previous guy was like maybe 20. You're like 50, old man. You've seen this twice at least. Like, what the fuck?
Well, he never saw the tattoo gun.
Right.
And But it changes to whatever they want to do. So the guy probably didn't want to do tattoos, so he never did. But he never noticed that it changed into different brushes or something like that.
Sure. It just feels more of that, I can do this too. Like, the guy with the stick with the spikes coming out. Just like, and spikes come out. And just like, oh, cool. Like, here's a whole other thing that he never used before. Why didn't he use it? And that it's that kind of stuff that kind of bugs me.
You should have used that in the fight for your life where you guys were getting the shit kicked out of you by this guy all hopped up on his own neurotoxins.
it like John Wick, you know, it's all action, especially the first one, all action, but the storyline and like the complexities of the world are very subtle, very, very avant-garde back. And that's what kind of like draws you in. I'm just like, I'm just here to see the action and jazz like that. And it's a lot of fun. And you're just like, oh man, he grabbed that pencil and shoved that guy on it. It was so brutal. Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, if John Wick was just like, oh, now I'm stuck. And you're just like, good thing I have my rocket launcher. And just like, why the fuck weren't you using that before? Like, it's just like, that's what bugs me.
And it's a standard trope anyways, though. It just kind of like happens of like, okay, well, now we're just going to pull out the big crazy thing that's gonna save our bacon.
My tank.
Right. Well, but like even Knights and Magic was just like, which was infamous for being like, oh, I just did this for the aesthetic and whatever. At least had like a 3-second like flashback being like, hey Jimbo, what you doing? He's like, I'm adding spikes to my thing. Cool. now we understand. Hey, they were added, they thought about it and whatever. So I'm just like, hey Jimbo, grab the guy with your stick. Good thing I have spikes now. What? Like, when were you gonna like tell us? When we're on a team? I don't know. That just bugs me.
And it really would have been awesome if he called him out for that.
Like, oh yeah,
you had spikes been even on this. Why didn't you use that on the guy? That was really really high. And if you said that, I'd be like, nope, yep, that makes sense.
Perfect. Yep. 100%, he nailed it. Like, even if he was just like, well, I don't want to give away all my secrets, even though we almost died. But it's just like, at least you kind of like, okay, there's more. Because right now, I feel like there's still more, and I do like that. Like, with Umbrella Guy, no fucking idea what he does or his thing or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He just makes some stuff explode sometimes. He's like, cool, we don't know his kit, but at least it's like we're seeing some more. But in his, and I know I'm harping on this hardcore, but it's just like there was a situation that would have solved so many problems if he had used that in the past. And it's just like, meh, I didn't want to do it. It was on cooldown.
I always look at it as like you're playing a game and you're later in the game and you've got so many powers and everything like that. And you've built up this kit and then you're in this area and you can't do shit about it. And you're like, what the fuck, man? What am I supposed to do? And then finally you go, oh yeah, I have this power. That I can use.
Yeah.
It's like
so much forgotten. Yeah.
Except that guy, you know, has trained himself over and over and over again in order to, you know, hone those skills and should theoretically know them by heart.
And if he had literally just said, well, I forgot, then I'd be like, ha, dingus, and move on. Storyline makes sense.
I was high or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I couldn't think straight. Like, any
toxin's a bitch. Yeah, anything, mm-hmm. anything to be like. But no one questioned. I don't know. Because no one, well, no one understands.
That could be the shtick. That could be the shtick for the show, though. Of like every time that like something that could have been useful back then gets introduced for their powers, and they're like, "Well, why didn't you use that?" And then they come up with some stupid excuse as to why they didn't, and then they just keep bringing that up.
Bro, I would love this if it was just him too. Like his stick just becomes aggressively OP. It's just like. What do you mean you have a tank in there, or you can grapple hook, or you can fly? Like, it's just like, oh, yeah, does it all.
We were stuck at the bottom of a cliff that we couldn't get up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it'd just be, that'd be a great trope. I would like that a lot.
Yeah, it would just be too easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The guy's weakened. I didn't want to be over too soon.
I like to handicap myself a little bit.
I also got this cell phone.
Although they don't need cell phones, they have this weird blood-packed ring that goes around their throats, which is just really weird.
I mean, magic. I'm finding a hard line of what is just acceptable magic versus like what's the items like, and it's just
Because he even talked about like how they had phones up above. And he's like, I was wondering, you know, like why I hadn't seen any phones or anything like that. And it's just like, yeah, they've developed these blood packed rings that, you know, everybody that you share blood with, you can then talk to them at willy nilly.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that the ground is post-apocalyptic modern society. So they lost it all. And then the islands, whatever are floating up there, who knows how big they are. They didn't lose anything. They're still there and they still kept it all and they're, you know, oblivious to whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe, end of the day, maybe we're just asking way too much for the first 12 episodes or something. But I feel like that's when they should really be dragging you in. Now, we did. Or is he back now?
No, he's back.
Yay.
Are you guys talking? It was real weird because they, like, you guys went robot for a second and then all of a sudden, like, you came back.
And then I beat it first.
Chris's video turned off. And then turn back on, and then your video turned off and turned back on.
Why? It's 2025. It's the end of 2025. Why can't these streaming video things work?
Why can't everything just work the way that it's supposed to?
Just work for the aesthetic, at least.
Mm-hmm. Always for the aesthetic.
Always for the aesthetic.
Fuck your aesthetic. Your aesthetic's stupid. All right. So I guess we're going to put it up to a vote now after we've talked. Do we want to continue?
Well, like I kind of said, a half hour, 45 minutes ago, however long, I was just like, you know, I honestly don't give a shit. I am not overly invested in this. I'm having a hard time being like, this is awesome. There's some scenes that are great, but most of the time I'm just kind of like phoning it or, you know, falling asleep almost. And it's just like, it hasn't been my favorite. And I think that a lot of that comes down to, I didn't know what I was, it's not at all what I was expecting.
Yeah.
So talking it out, actually doing a little bit of research into the anime, I do feel like that there is potential. So that makes me feel a little bit better. I don't know if my rating has really gone up much, but I at least am just like, I think I would like to give it its due diligence.
And I think after talking through it some more, like it made me change a little bit because I was just like, I really don't care. We could just move on to something else. but that's why I figured it's like, well, we'll talk about it and we'll see, you know, where we move forward or where we view it at this point and kind of go from there. But yeah, I hope that it gets better, that it starts fixing some of those issues that it had as far as pacing and storytelling and everything like that. Because we don't need it to be 3-episode-long fight sequences if they don't have to be.
Especially
there's so many
like,
anime that do it for one episode.
Right. Well, not Dragon Ball, but I mean... But there's stuff to see. Like, that's the other thing. Like the dreadlock fight. You know, it was just like, cool, he had the same moves. It was all fight and dodging and whatever, which was, all right, whatever. And then he went fugue state, which was just like, okay, that's bring it up a little bit. But then he goes fugue state again. And it's just like, we've been here before. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like, we know we got this, okay. I don't know.
Well, they explain his left glove then, his left Freddy Krueger glove.
Right.
Where that one just, you know, feel anything, which made sense then as to why he could do it. Cause usually it's like something like that would be like the last ditch, like effort, you know, and your body would be crippled.
Right.
So that kind of made a little bit more sense, but yeah, it was like, that just kind of like went on a bit too long. And it was cool that the fight sequence with Boot Girl did take so long, specifically because of the fact that they did development of what people were seeing in when they were in their hallucination and why it works and everything like that. Cause it took them like half the episode just to explain that. And so you could see what was going on and feel like why then he's going to beat the ever living shit out of her as soon as he snaps out of it.
Yeah. I mean, but like, that didn't bother me. It was like the, hey, we solved it. No, we didn't. Hey, we solved it. No, he didn't. And nothing is really changing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, he took the guy being like, why don't I take away your boot so you don't have the power anymore? For everyone to be like, oh my God, we should keep the gas mask on and take away the boot. I don't know. It just...
Well, and they just like, well, at that point though, once they figured that out, they couldn't get past the big dude.
True, true, true.
Which made
Well,
which
but they
could
put
sense.
On their... Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I agree that I think this comes down to the pacing, like you just said. It's the idea behind why makes total sense. Love seeing a little bit more history, backstory for these characters that we don't even know, even the main character just being like, what's in his mind? And I like that. But then like getting to the next scene just felt endless.
All right. Well, so that's it. We're going to watch episodes 13 through 24.
Are they going to be out in time? What are they at, 18 right now?
Yeah, because they're at 18 right now. So
okay.
There'll be, oh, no, that's 6 weeks. That's 6 weeks. Hang on. Let me look at my calendar here real quick so that we know when the episodes are going to happen and so on and so forth. Go back. Episode count. Concludes on December 21st. Do we want to watch another anime and then watch this one?
Go in between something. Just take like a little vacation.
Well, because otherwise we're not gonna be able to touch this until after the new year.
Yeah. I don't want to skip all of December. It makes no sense.
I feel like we have to.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to watch something. Mm-hmm. So we'll watch the backup one in between, and then the next episode of the podcast after that will be the remainder of this season. Okay. So that means we are watching a new anime for the next one. Just so that we can get through to, you know, all the episodes being out. So the next anime that we're going to watch is Secrets of the Silent Witch, which has a 4.9 out of just under 50,000 reviews on Crunchyroll. But the synopsis is, humans couldn't handle magic without chanting until Monica Everett, the Silent Witch and one of the Seven Sages, made unspoken magecraft possible. Painfully shy, she enjoys seclusion. One day, Lewis Miller, the barrier witch, delivers the king's order. Go undercover at a prestigious school for nobles to guard the second prince. Get ready for her silent mission to begin. So it's going to be funny.
Is it going to be super cutesy? Is it going to be super cutesy?
It's cutesy, but not in a fan servicey way, it looks like.
Beautiful.
Which is great.
I'm actually okay with this because we have some pretty edgy, you know, whatever show that we're watching. And our intermission is going to be little cutesy Witch Academia all over again. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I think that'll be fun.
Well, the question is, how old is she?
I don't want to know. I don't think we want to know.
Well, it's like, how old is she? And she like just, it's like Frieren type thing of like where she's like hundreds of years old, but because she's an elf, she looks like looks like a teenager or whatever. And I think it's similar to that as well too, but it's just kind of funny. But yeah, so that's what we're gonna watch, everybody. So Secrets of the Silent Witch, episodes 1 through 13. That's all that there is, and that's all that we will have to worry about. moving thank forward. God. Mm-hmm. Unless there's a second season, but then that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and watch that, and then we'll move back on to Gachiakuta.
I like this, and then we'll finish out Gachiakuta into the new year.
All right, okay. Jason.
All right. Yep.
Lead us out, dude.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us here at Crunchyroll. If you've decided to stick through with... Oh, yeah.
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? We've been acquired. Now. We can all retire. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
God,
yeah, they acquired us for $50 and a half.
That's right. That's right. We'll give you a free sub. Okay.
Sweet.
Cutscene. That's who we are. We're Cutscene by Ivy to First. If you stuck through us all and like hearing us, we have other podcasts available for you. You can go to ivytofirst.com to see who we are and what we're all about. You can go to ibif.co just to see all of our different podcasts. We have obviously Cutscene that you're listening to right now, which is about anime. We have the Ivy to First podcast, which is just about tech and nerd and gaming news in general. And then we have Patch Notes, which is where we interview some very small-time game publishers and producers and stuff like that, which is a lot of fun. Those are few and far between, but I'd be the first in Cutscene. We kind of alternate monthly. So if you like seeing us at least twice a month, keep hanging out because we're here. And you can see us all on twitch.tv, twitch.tv/IVTheFirst for both Cutscene and I'd be the first. Otherwise, you know, find us wherever you find your podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff. I try to keep that all up to date. And send us an email. Send us anything at ibeatatfirst.com, cutscene@ibeatatfirst.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts, what we're watching, if we're totally missing the ball on this one, and why. We'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions as well. And obviously, if you have any other anime that we should definitely watch, please let us know. cutscene@ibeatatfirst.com. Send us your emails. We'd love to hear from you. And we promise not to ask weird questions. Super weird question.
I can't abide by that.
Can't promise that. Okay, well, I can't promise that. We'll try.
We'll do our best.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, we'll try.
We'll try.
All right, thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us, and we will see you in a month for Cutscene. Again, we're going to be watching The Secrets of the Silent Witch, and then join us in, I don't know, like a week or so. I mean it first.
Like and subscribe. All right.
Like and subscribe and ring a ding ding that bell to get notified when we go live next. All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.
Bye-bye. Tell your parents.
Tell your parents that you need to get their credit card in order to sub to our Twitch channel.
Tell your parents you need to ring the bell of three grown men.
Yeah.
Oh my God.